this is Tiffany Monique, and I am recording with Anchor. Welcome to the new podcast that I'm trying to launch here, and we're going to call this the Soul Garden, where we're going to plant some seeds here, try to do it on a fairly consistent basis, just get some feedback and really give people a chance to drop some seeds and plant some things in this new climate. I'm really learning that in this new climate, as much as many people thought that we were going to fall apart, I'm really learning that we are actually, we are thriving in unexpected ways. We are finding ways to be in power. We are finding ways to unify. We are finding ways to try to undo some of the things that have been rooted and planted systematically. And we are using this, what seemingly would be a catastrophic moment, to try to come together and think outside of the box in order to conquer things that we have never been able to conquer before, in order to stand up for things that we have never been able to stand up before. But in doing that, a lot of people are realizing that it takes first to be able to really recreate yourself as an individual, recreate yourself on a soul level, on a mind level, on a health level, on every way, because in order to properly affect the world on a grand scale, on a broad spectrum, it starts from the inside out. And I really believe that many of us are realizing that we are more powerful than we think. And if we just take that power and we actually, you know, manifest that on an individual basis, once we launch those energies and connect together as a community, then the possibilities are endless. I'm just looking at some things begin to transpire, some things that I had a vision of, time ago, but you actually think that it would not be possible because of the state that we were in. But a lot of times, catastrophe brings people together in unexpected ways. So to that point, I actually made a post on Facebook, and I wanted to try to dissect the whole dichotomy of how we operate as a society and how we actually take those things that we have to grow and have to cultivate individually, and we multiply that and then make that more so of a tapestry in our society, so that once we do our individual work, we can come together and then the big picture is, you know, put together once we put all the pieces of our individual work together. A lot of what we have, found to be problematic in our society as a whole is our inability to communicate. And so this major topic tonight was that, what do we do about gossip? And where do we draw the line between healthy conversation amongst one another? And then when does it come and become, you know, when does it become destructive gossip? And I found that a lot of the feedback was consistent, no matter, different people responded with different walks of life, different age groups. Some were millennials, some would be considered Generation X, some would be considered even baby boomers. But the consistency among everyone was that the line is drawn at the point of intent. And by that I mean, at the point of intent is, what are you trying to do with this information? You know, is it constructive criticism? Are you venting in order to heal and grow? Or are you really trying to just destroy a person and take that person down? I am just in observation, I've just noticed that mental illness in our society and our community has really grown tremendously. And I was really dissecting that in the way that we communicate and we build as a society, and what has really held us back. And a lot of that has been, the starting point has been the way that we communicate amongst each other and what we do and how we build each other up. I was thinking back in the days of how, you know, they built pyramids, but in order to build a pyramid, you actually need each other. You really need each other. There's no way you could do it alone. And I think about how we operate today, and a lot of times we tear each other down. When you think of us as a society, as a big picture of a pyramid, if you break each brick down bit by bit, you'll never have a pyramid. And I believe that that is part of the reason why we have struggled. And a lot of that has been, we have done more damage with our mouths than we have done with anything else. And if we could take that same energy and build one another up, we could really undo some of the things that have been done in individuals' childhoods, individuals' relationships, those things that have tore them down that would get them to the point that they would be suicidal, or get them to the point that they would want to lash out and harm another person. Now, again, you know, you really can't, there are some things that can only be done with, you know, true counseling and things that are done under medical supervision and skill, hands, and intellect. However, I do believe that as a society, a lot of things that we can undo just by the way that we communicate with each other, the way that we deal with each other's weaknesses, the way that we deal with each other's insecurities, the way that we deal with each other's secrets. A lot of that can be, we can really do something about that if we actually have a heart to build as a community, a heart to build as a society. And a lot of that comes back to respecting each other's differences. You know, I'll be the first one to say that it is one of the hardest things to be what would be considered previously a Democrat and a Christian in a now Republican world that we live in. A lot of lines get blurred when you say Christian and Democrat, because there are some things that actually bump heads in that arena. However, what I have found is that it is actually easier than what we think to have differences, because that is what it's all about. As long as we respect each other's differences and we love one another, and we know how to listen to one another, whether it be about religion or whether it be about politics, and take in those things, but also respect each other's differences. And when someone presents you with something about their life that might be a difference, or something about their life that might go against your culture or spiritual or moral beliefs, to realize that you don't have to change them, and they don't have to change you, and you don't necessarily have to make it public information necessarily. Now, I do realize a lot of times if somebody has done something against you or whatever the case may be, you do have to get those things out sometimes. But when it comes to the point that someone has just shared something with you, and it's something that you don't believe in, it doesn't necessarily make that person a bad person just because you have differences. And a lot of times, even having conversation with somebody, if you're venting about something that has happened to you, it doesn't necessarily make you a gossip. It all boils down to intent. And so tonight, I would just like to plant a seed of mind your intent, you know. And a lot of the way that you mind your intent is to check your heart before your mouth opens. And I would have to say, that's something I have to work on too, because a lot of times when you've been hurt in the past, you don't filter things through a pure heart. And that's why I tell everybody, even when I wrote that book, The Emancipation of the Bag Lady, I had to rewrite that book about 7 times before it was published, because a lot of things had to heal first, because I wanted it to be a book where people saw that no matter what you go through, there could be hope, there could be healing, there could be forgiveness, and then you can move on, you know? And I'm excited about the second half of the book that will eventually come out, and it's probably going to be a year from now, but there's so many things that are unfolding that's making the first half of the journey make perfect sense, even though when we were going through it, we didn't get it at first. But tonight, like I said, I wanted to leave you with mind your intent. You know, before you do anything, mind your intent. Why am I doing this? Why am I saying this? What do I expect to happen after this? Is there going to be healing after this, or is there going to be destruction after this? You know? And so, you know, out of the heart, you know, everything flows. And so you have to make sure that you have a pure heart, that you have a whole heart, that you have a healed heart before you go and put your mouth on people, before you go and speak things. So again, tonight, the seed that's going to be planted in the garden is mind your intent. Thank you for listening.